Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A family fishing trip off South Australia has ended in heartbreak. A boat capsized near Spilsby Island, leaving two people missing and one confirmed dead. Thankfully, two survivors, a man and a child, were found clinging to a reef and airlifted to safety. Emergency services are searching for the remaining crew members. Crown Casino has been dealt a winning hand, retaining its license in Victoria. This comes after a royal commission unearthed a culture of criminality and a two-year period of intense reform. Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission Chair Fran Thorne says it doesn't mean Crown is off the hook.
The significant turnaround by Crown Melbourne does not mean that Crown Melbourne will never slip up again. And when this happens, we will act, and we expect Crown Melbourne to act. Ongoing suitability will be significantly demonstrated by how Crown responds to instances of operational failure.
And Tasmanian Labor leader Rebecca White is standing down, paving the way for fresh leadership. After a third election defeat, she pledges to remain in Parliament while offering support to her successor.
There's a great opportunity for whoever steps forward as the next leader of the Labor Party to really take it up to the government. There's no doubt that they've lost a lot in this election campaign, not just in terms of support across the electorate, but I think credibility too.
Labor has left it up to Liberal Premier Jeremy Rockliffe to form a minority government. Craig McRae says he will stay loyal to his premiership stars despite Collingwood's winless start to the season, but his flagged veteran Steel Sidebottom may be rested for Thursday's trip to the Gabba against the Lions.
There's always a challenge of, you know, playing three games in 12 days. I don't care how old you are, that's a challenge. Whether that happens this week, well, time will tell.
Midfielder Tom Mitchell is set to play his 200th game. And Sam Durham has put pen to paper on a four-year contract extension with Essendon. The 22-year-old remains in the red and black until the end of 2028.